Campaign 2024 here on WTOP. Early voting starts in Maryland this Thursday for next month's primary election, which is shaping up to be a pivotal one in our nation. The State Board of Elections in Maryland reports more than 600,000 voters requested mail-in ballots for the May 14th primary. With the expectation that this presidential primary election could be the highest mail-in ballot for the state's history in a non-COVID year. There are a number of main races that voters are watching, too, including those for congressional and Senate seats in Maryland.
Well, joining us live to dig into this a little bit is Josh Kurtz. He's the founding editor of Maryland Matters. Josh, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
So we have this Democratic race to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the retiring Ben Cardin. It's getting a lot of attention. We have Congressman David Trone against Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks. How much of this Democratic matchup will be about the huge wallet that David Trone has against Angela Alsobrooks, who seems to have the support of every establishment Democrat in the state?
Yeah, you framed the race really well, Sean. But the fact is, Congressman Trone has spent somewhere between $45 and $50 million of his own money on this race. And there's just no way that that doesn't become a factor. It's boosted his name recognition around the state. He's been able to kind of target his pitches to key segments of the Democratic electorate. County Executive Alsobrooks, is getting more known as time goes on. And as you mentioned, she has the establishment support. But, we don't really know who they're reaching and how folks are going to turn out. But, it's a fascinating question. And we don't, the race appears to be close.
Josh, what's going on with the endorsements, though? As Sean mentioned, and you just mentioned, it seems like most of the Democrats in the state are behind Alsobrooks. Are they just not like David Trone? What's happening there? What are you hearing?
That's a conversation we could have over a period of hours. It's kind of like school. There's an in crowd, and there are a lot of folks who are, more familiar with Alsobrooks because she's been around longer. I think, you don't necessarily think of a multimillionaire as being an insurgent candidate, but in some ways that's what David Trone has become. I think toiling in the vineyards of Maryland politics, more people just, at least among elected officials, have gotten to know Angela Alsobrooks this time around. Notably, Trone does have some supporters in Alsobrooks' home turf in Prince George's County, and he's been trying to make the most of that. They've been appearing in ads for him and doing some outreach for him. But it's a really interesting question.
Well, let's switch to the people running for Congressman Trone's open seat in the 6th District. There are more than 20 names from both parties running for this seat. Sort this out for us. Who appears to be the front runners there?
Yeah, on the Democratic side, I think it's safe to say that April McLean Delaney, who is a former U.S. Commerce Department official and whose husband, John Delaney, once held the seat, is probably the nominal front runner in the Democratic primary. She's being challenged by a very aggressive young state delegate, Joe Vogel. I think logic would say Delaney is ahead, but Vogel has a lot of support from unions and some activist groups, and I think it's really going to come down to a contest between the two of them. On the Republican side, Neil Parrott, who was the two-time Republican nominee against Trone, is in the race again. He's one of the leading candidates. Dan Cox, who was a Republican nominee for governor 2 years ago, is one of the leading candidates. There may be one or two others who can kind of push themselves to the front of the line. But I don't think it's easy. I don't think we know at this point how either of those races is really going to turn out.
Josh, we appreciate your time, your insight. We know we're all off to the races now with this primary coming up. Thank you so much.